Get ready to be lifted to a higher dimension as you listen to this prophetic and practical teaching. Your life will never remain the same. The entrance of the word brings light. So get ready for a fresh word that will bless and encourage you. And now, here is your teacher.
Philippians chapter 3, verse 16 to 21. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so, as ye have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things, for our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 to 20. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who had reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and had given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and had committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now, when we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's state, be ye reconciled to God. When a man is in Christ, he ought to be a new creature. So it is an aberration for somebody to say he is in Christ, and yet you cannot point anything new about that person's life. To be in Christ means to change from the old ways of doing something to a new way that will bring glory to Christ. To be in Christ means to accept him as not only your Savior, but also as your Lord. To be in Christ means to learn him, to behave like him. To be in Christ means to attempt to want to be at where he is. To be in Christ means to practice what Christ has laid down for us. And scripture said, if a man be in Christ, he is a new creature. His skin color will not change, but everything right inside of him becomes newer. He doesn't behave the same way he used to behave anymore. There is some personality that have taken over him, and now he's being controlled by that personality, which is the Holy Spirit. The question is, are you in Christ? And if your answer is yes, are you sure that you are a new creature? If your answer is yes, are you sure that old things have passed away? Praise the Lord. Today, I want us to look at the believer's lifestyle. The believer's lifestyle. Praise the Lord. The truth of the above scriptures underscore the manner in which we are to conduct ourselves in the world as ambassadors of God's kingdom. There are persons today who profess to be Christians and believers and children of God, and yet there is no clear-cut difference between them and the unbelievers of the world. There is no clear-cut difference between them and those who have not confessed Christ as their Lord and Savior. They profess to know Christ. They confess to know Christ. In fact, they proclaim that they are the children of God. But if you keep them side by side by those who are not the children of God, then there is no difference. There's no difference in their dressing. There's no difference in their manner of conversation. There's no difference in the way they go about things. There's no difference in their order or priority. There's no difference in the associations and the friends that they keep. This scripture tells us that we are ambassadors. Ambassadors are people that are sent ahead to represent a particular society, a particular group, or a particular nation. An ambassador behaves like the country he or she is representing. I'm sure that the ambassador of Nigeria to the United Nations left Nigeria with his agbada and his traditional wares. Praise God. He didn't say, because I'm going to the UK, I'm going to change my kind of food. I'm not going to eat what we eat in Nigeria anymore. I'm not going to dress like a Nigerian anymore. In fact, it is demanded, it is expected that an ambassador will become more Nigerian, like a Nigerian that is living in Nigeria. Praise God. An ambassador of Nigeria anywhere else outside Nigeria should be more Nigerian that a Nigerian that is living right in Nigeria. Praise God. He has everything to prove that he is not from his state of residence or his set of assignment. He has everything to prove that he is representing the interest of somebody. He has everything to prove that there is an overriding interest on him. And that is the thing that is his motivation. That is the thing that is his driving force. So the scripture said, if a man is in Christ, something new becomes of him. He becomes an ambassador. The Bible said, to wit, God was inside of Christ, reconciling us back to the world, and has also given us the ministry of reconciliation. Praise God. And so God wants us to begin to bring men back to him in our manner of life, in the way we live our life, in this world that we should be light. But it is a shame to observe that a lot of children of God today have become even more darker than the children of darkness themselves. A lot of children of God today are beginning to copy from the children of the world. It is a known fact that there is so much pressure on us as Christians from the world and the spirit working in the unbelievers around us to conform to their ways of doing things. It is a known fact that there is so much pressure. Pressure of compromise. Pressure of conformation. Pressure of looking like us. You know, somebody came to Nehemiah and told Nehemiah, allow us to build with you because we serve the same God. We come to the same church. We live in the same place. And Nehemiah resisted it vehemently. And I like us to understand that the fact that we are living in the world that is crooked and perverse must not make us forget our first calling. Jesus, in one of the letters he wrote to the church in the book of Revelation, he said, remember where thou hast fallen. Remember your first love, how you used to love me, how you used to care for my things, how you used to be committed to my cause. Remember it and go back to it. Otherwise, the things that are remaining in you will also go cold. Are you beginning to compromise and bow to the pressure of the world that we are living in? I said, man, if you cannot win them, you do what? You join them. Praise God. But can I let you know that darkness has never defeated light before? So if truly you are light, darkness will always disappear when you show up. If truly you are light, there is something that you are going to carry that will make a difference wherever you enter. Somebody wrote a song and said, things are different now. Something happens to me when I gave my life to Jesus Christ. The things I used to love before, I don't love them anymore. But the things I used to despise, that is the cross of Christ. That is the love of God. Those are the things that I am now embracing. And that's the change that is expected of every child of God. Christianity is not about going to church. Christianity is about obeying the Lord. I'm going to say that again for purposes of emphasis. Christianity is not about going to church. Christianity is not about belonging to a denomination. Christianity is not about having a position in church. Christianity is not about being known or being popular in the religious secular. Christianity is all about obedience to God. And when I say obedience, complete obedience to God. God told Abraham, walk thou before me and be perfect. We are living in the world where the world wants us to become like them. He said, there is no use being Christian. There is no use behaving like this. In fact, if you are going to last here, you just need to do the things that others are doing. In this place, we take bribe. In this place, bribery is not a sin. In this place, malpractice is not a sin. In this place, cheating is not a sin. In this place, it is our normal way of life. The world is still waiting for that child of God who will stand in the crooked, perverse generation and said, even if everybody is doing it, it doesn't make it right. Praise the Lord. Even though we are living in the time where we have pressure to conform, to compromise, to be like others, I'd like you to know that Jesus expects something different from us. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world. Why? Because there is going to be pressure to conform. Be not conformed to this world. Why? Because you are going to find a reason to be conformed. Be not conformed to this world. Why? Because the world will pressure you to conform. But God, if you are asking me not to conform, what should I do? He said, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Praise God. So it is the renewing of the mind that grants us easy escape from the conformation that the world wants us to. Be renewed, they say, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Let your mind always be at the things above, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The world wants you to feel inferior to them anytime you strive to hold on to the standards of God in everything you do. Praise God. The world, the devil, wants you to be inferior to them. Wants you to feel you are less a human being because you have become a Christian. Wants you to feel that you are not in vogue. Wants you to feel that you are old school. Praise God. How come that you are running for something that others have used and they are no longer interested in it? They say, I'm tired of this kind of life. They are dumping it, and that is what you are going for now. You're already feeling too cheated. That all this while I was mumu. I wasn't wearing what others were wearing. Let me start putting them on now. Praise God. It is only the devil that knows what you miss when you are in Christ. But a lot of time you don't know what you miss. The world wants you to feel inferior. They say this one is a JJC. In local parlance, they say this one is Juman, West Pipe. Praise God. You mean at this age you are still a virgin? And then the lady looks at herself. They say, you mean at 28 you are still a virgin? You are a fool. You don't know what you are missing. And then she goes back home and read the Bible from cover to cover. She's looking for a place where the Bible says, blessed are the virgins, for they shall make it to the heavens. And she didn't see it. She says, so all this while I've been wasting my time. Praise God. They want you to feel inferior. There is no use being a Christian. There is no use maintaining the standard. For God's sake, what are you doing? Why not join them and get this thing done once and for all? Have you read in Psalm chapter 37 and verse 37? It said, mark the perfect man. Mark the upright man. His end shall be peace. Praise the Lord. I'd like you to be careful that you are not going to live your life on the dictates of the people of this world. Today, sadly enough, a lot of Christians, what we wear is determined by what people want us to wear. Praise God. We dress to impress people. We dress to meet up standard. We dress to want to be like them. The world wants you to be inferior. It takes a believer who knows what is at stake to withstand the pressure and follow the ways of the Lord. It takes a child of God who knows what is at stake. The Bible says, looking up to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who despised the shame. He died the death of the cross because there is something he looked at that was laid up for him. If you know what is at stake, you will stand face to face with the devil and say, Satan, get thee behind me. I'm not going to fall for this pressure. Praise God. If you know what you are going to lose, do not let somebody make it look easy. They said Mary, the mother of Jesus, was used by God because she was available. Some people preach that message so that the subject of virginity will not look important. They said she wasn't used by God just because she was a virgin. It was because she was available. No. Scripture says in Isaiah, it was prophesied that a virgin shall conceive. If she wasn't a virgin, even though she was available, she would not be used. It was only a virgin that will fulfill that prophecy. Praise God. And so today, the world is making it look as if it is a joke. It is nothing to be pure. Of what use is it to be righteous when others are being smart and they are getting results? And you know, people are saying, what matters is not how you do it. What matters is what you get. Praise God. But God is interested about how you got it. The first step to solving this problem of worldly pressure is to know who you are as a Christian. Because a Christian with an identity crisis is no match for the devil. You've got to know what you've got in Christ. You've got to know the kind of capacity that you carry because you are a Christian. Otherwise, if you are still confused, if you don't know what you are in Christ, if you don't know what it means to be born again and carrying Jesus Christ, the devil will use you as his pepper soup. Praise God. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people. Have you read that portion in your Bible before? It gives you a sense of identity. It gives you a sense of who you are. Carrying the Bible every day to church and confessing Jesus Christ is not nothing. It means a lot for you. He said, but you are a chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation. And I like the word, you are a peculiar people. In other words, you are not just like anybody. You are not just like everybody. You are peculiar. Why are you peculiar? Because you have been called to show forth the praises of him who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Somebody shout, amen. You are a chosen generation. Understand who you are in God. Everywhere you go, you can raise your shoulders higher and say, I am not like everybody. That's why I don't sin like everybody. I am not like everybody. That's why I don't lie like everybody. You are still a Christian and you are still lying like no man's business. Praise God. You know, sometimes you are in a vehicle, in a taxi with people and they are making phone calls. Sometimes it irritates me. I feel like flying out of the vehicle. They say, where are you? We are here in Stadium Junction. And he's saying, I am already in Romokoro Junction. Praise God. Stadium Junction and Romokoro Junction don't look the same. They can never be the same. They don't sound alike. So you won't say, I made a mistake mentioning Romokoro. Praise God. And he said, I am in Stadium Junction. Some of you are still at home. And when you listen to the person that is saying that, sometimes it's a deacon in church. Praise God. When you listen to the person that is saying that, Sometimes it's even a pastor, you know. Praise God. After all, that is what is going on. The Bible says you cannot put a new wine in an old bottle. Otherwise, the content will spill. The bottle is going to break. Why? Because when you carry an old bottle that you have put wine before, mostly those of us that have sold palm wine before, you discover that when you first put the palm wine in the bottle or in the container, fermentation process will take place, and then the container is going to expand a little so that the content will enter. And then that wine can stay in that bottle. And then you sell it off. But if you put a new one there, the fermentation process will take place again. And because the bottle does not have any other place to expand to, it has gotten to its elastic limit. And so the next thing is what we call breaking point. And so as you put it, the wine will ferment. It will expand. And the bottle cannot expand any further. And then the bottle cracks. And God is saying, you can be a Christian, and yet you are wearing the identity card of the devil. It is not possible. Praise the Lord. You walk tall, I am a child of God. The time is coming, and now is when children of God, anywhere they are, will be proud to identify. I am a child of God. Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking. If you want me, I can speak some for you. You know, there are Christians that are not proud to identify who they are. Praise God. Now, when you have a new job, when you are being introduced to the staff, when you get to them and said, my name is Anefi Okudosen. I come from Akwa Ibom State. I studied chemical engineering. I am a Christian. I am born again. Praise God. You know, a lot of us do many other introductions and we don't include that one. In other words, we are trying to tell them, just relate with me based on what I have told you. Praise God. But when you will be bold to tell somebody, I am a Christian, I am born again, you are telling that person there is a limit to what you can discuss with me. Praise God. Hello? Are you proud to be a child of God? There are lifestyles today that is bringing shame to the name of God. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Praise God. Be ye not unequally yoked. Now, if you look at that word, unequally, and then you look at yoke, yoke means to go together. Praise God. To be yoked means to be put together. And God is saying, do not be unequally yoked. In other words, there is no place where an unbeliever and a believer can be equal. Do not be unequally yoked together. Because every time a believer and an unbeliever are put together, it is an unequal measure. It is not equal. And so don't make yourself equal with the unbeliever. And they say, what fellowship had righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion had light with darkness? You are called to be separate from darkness. The Bible says we must not love the world, not the things that are in the world. For any man that loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. In the book of Luke, chapter 17, verse 32, the Bible says, remember Lot's wife. That's a very striking scripture. Luke 17, 32. Remember Lot's wife. It was the love of the world that converted her from a human being to a pillar of salt. There is a way the world weighs people down in the spirit, making them unfit for God's use. Now, let's look at some issues regarding the believer's lifestyle. I'm just going to mention one or two for today. Some issues regarding the believer's lifestyle. Number one, dressing. We're trying to strike a balance between living in the world and living as Christians in the world, so that you will not be useless to God and be useful to the world, or you will not be useful to God and be useless to your world. We can strike a balance. We can live in this world as Christians and also enjoy the things of this world. That's what I call limit of righteous enjoyment. Praise the Lord. Some issues regarding the believer's lifestyle. Number one, dressing. This is different from culture to culture. This is different from group to group. Praise the Lord. Scripture said that our bodies are the temple of the living God, and so must be treated as such. So as a child of God, you must treat your body as the temple of the living God. What do I mean? How does that relate to dressing? Nudity of any kind or any other form of indecent dressing by anyone, in spite of the status of that individual within or outside the church, does not in any way glorify God. Praise God. Nudity. You know, sometimes I see Christian women, they say, "This is the way my husband wants it." Have you ever seen some women, married women, dress outside and you begin to wonder who they are married to? Whether they are married to the devil or they are married to a human being. But sadly enough, if you trace them, some of them are married to pastors, some of them are married to deacons, some of them are married to Christians. And they say, "This is how my husband wants it. I'm dressing for my husband." Can I let you know that first and foremost, before your husband married you, you are a child of God. And if there is any husband here that say, "Until my wife dress half naked, I will not love her," that husband needs deliverance. Praise God. He said, "My wife must always put on that skirt that will stop here. And that is why whenever I see, that is what moves me. You are a carnal man." Praise God. If you can only be moved, only when you see some part of your wife body, something is wrong with you. Praise God. That means when you see others, you will also be moved. They say, "Better dress like this so that others that are dressing like that will not move me away." The Bible says, "Be steadfast, be unmovable, always abound in your ground." Praise God. Have you seen the way people dress even in church? When you enter some places and see the way people dress, you don't need to look for the devil again. Praise God. You know, before you can look for the devil, but now, the devil is everywhere. He has multiplied himself. So when you see some people, even in church, and you begin to imagine, praise the Lord. Nudity in any way, exposing your body for the sake of fashion. Praise Master Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. What is informing your fashion? What is it? I can't imagine you going to buy 6 yards, and when they finished sewing, they ended up sewing 1.5 yards. Praise God. And you call it fashion. You know, the devil is wasting people in the name of fashion. Praise God. Have you seen some ladies dress, and along the road, they are not comfortable? They are drawing the dress as if it is the fault of the dress. They are drawing it. They are drawing it. Praise God. And some of them, I look them well. Is it not why you dress? So that people can look at you. And then they become very uncomfortable as you are looking at them. Praise God. Pulling the dress. You dressed from home that way. And then you see somebody, you are trying to behave as if you are a normal human being. Praise the Lord. And you know, a lot of Christians are going for it. You will see a long cloth in the market and you go and price the short one. Praise God. It's either you don't know how tall you are, or something is deceiving you. Praise the Lord. Are we still together? There are Christian girls who also wear what they call bomb shot. From here to my one, she's just going like that. Praise God. The devil has left hell and is now walking on the street. Praise God. He has left where God kept him and is walking on the street in the market. Amen. Over the radio, I used to hear those days, bomb shot night. Have you heard it before? Bomb shot night. And so you just go wear it. And when you go to those places where they do bomb shot night, you will hardly meet Muslims there. The more people you will meet are what? Are Christians. If they did the bomb shot night on Saturday, on Sunday, they will go to church. Praise the Lord. And they said, "You know, this is what is reigning. This is what is in vogue." And you know, the church is gradually copying it. They have not started bomb shot night yet, but some churches have started gin night, gin service, gin Sunday. I hear they announce it in radio and television. A church, they say gin Sunday, from the pastor down to the least person, they are putting on gin. And come and see the gin. Some of them very crazy. Praise God. Amen. If Jesus was to wear jean and pass here, you will not know it is Jesus. There was a way he was dressing. And anywhere he went, they knew that this one is Jesus. Christianity demands that you are different. Praise the Lord. Are you still with me? If it is difficult for somebody to know that you are a Christian, then there is something wrong with your lifestyle. If somebody is still confused, is not sure, then there is something about you. Christianity is not only a thing of the heart. Our dressing matters. The bottom line is which spirit is influencing your dressing pattern. It is not everything you see around that is right, especially in the media. You know, today, superstars have become our role model. Nollywood actors and actresses. People are copying what they do. Have you not seen that today, even in the church, they are inviting comedians into church? Praise God. I saw one, Aki and Popo, in a church. And then the pastor will hand over a mic to them. And they will mount the pulpit. What are they saying? What is the church turning into? Sometimes people gather, but God didn't come. And may I not be in a church where crowd gathered and God didn't show up? In a church, the most important person is God. And that's why God said, if two or three are gathered in my name, I am comfortable with that number. Praise God. But today it is changing. Comedians are the people that are making the atmosphere tick. They say, all walk without play, make Jack a dull boy. In the church, church is not a place to play. And say, come and make people laugh. Praise God. In those days of our fathers, people go to church and pastor has shared the grace, they refuse to go. Because they want to settle themselves with God. And say, Father, the way I am living, if you don't change me, I won't leave church today. Praise God. But it is no longer in church today. In fact, you preach what the people don't like, they carry their Bible and say, Pastor, I will not be in this church again. Fuck you. Damn, man. Nonsense. After all, there's another church. Praise God. And I bet you the person that committed fornication here and you discipline the person, he goes to the next church on the street, they will make him an usher the next Sunday. Amen. And then he sees you passing. He says, Pastor, hello? This is where I am now. I'm now a worker. Praise God. And his past life has not been settled. I pray that you will not be a weak Christian. I say you will not be a weak Christian. What is influencing? Your dressing will be determined by the image you want to reflect to others. Praise God. Your dressing will reflect the image you want to portray before the people. You know, when you finish dressing, you look at yourself in the mirror. And then you satisfy yourself first and foremost that you are okay to go out. And then you go out. So your dressing will be determined by the image you want to reflect to others. Do you want to reflect the image of Christ? The Bible says they call them apostles because they noticed that they were behaving like Christ. And so they were called Christians. They were Christ-like. Amen. So every time you leave home, don't say, I don't want to be too serious. You see, Christianity is not foolishness, so you don't need to look old. I'm not asking you to go and look old. Dressing is all about covering. If what you are wearing is not covering you enough, then it is not qualified to be called a dress. My definition of dress is that what? It covers you. So if what you are wearing is not covering you enough and it's not covering where it's supposed to be covered, it should not be called what? A dress. Look for something else to call it. Praise God. So as a child of God, wherever you are, be a child of God. Not because of your big Bible. Some people that if you see their Bible, you need two of their children plus their wife and themselves to carry it. Amen. But it's not all about the volume of your Bible. I said, do you know this, my Bible? It contains 25 translations. Amen. Both Hebrews and Greek is inside this Bible. Praise God for you. But read the English one first. Understand it and practice it. And leave the Hebrew side. Let Christ be portrayed in the way you appear.